time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Should be another nice, it should be a nice weekend, I think it looks like anyway.
Not too bad. We're looking for some rain to move in, but we'll see some temperatures that are fairly warm.
Yeah, moderating temperatures again. I know folks are starting to wonder when the groundhog, when Punxsutawney Phil popped out and didn't see his shadow, which indicated, according to them, an early spring. Did it really mean right away?
I don't know. Maybe it did.
Did it mean spring starts like tomorrow? It's been fairly mild for this time of the year. Keep our fingers crossed and hope we didn't just jinx it, though.
I'd still bank on 6 weeks.
Do the math.
Ever an optimist.
All going to work out anyway. I mean, we can all look at a calendar and see when the first day of spring is, and you really can't change the pattern of the sun and all that kind of stuff. The Earth travels around the sun in a certain way, and yada, 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 and all that stuff, and no groundhog can change that, no matter how hard he tries.
Yeah.
He's not big enough to bump us off. Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad. It's Friday.
It is. Yeah. It is. Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
When you remodel your kitchen or bath, you not only update it, you also add value to your home. Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers the widest assortment of fixtures and faucets in the area. And we discount all brands at 15 to 25% off regular prices every day. Couple that together with our Town Center Cabinetry store at discount prices, you will enjoy the fabulous savings as well as the functional, beautiful results. We offer free design services in our cabinet shop, and we can recommend just the right carpenter to install them. Of course, there's no one better than at installing those new fixtures and faucets than Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to get that dream room started.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to apologize to you immediately. Now, I'm going to apologize up front, because I know this is going to either make you hungry or sad or happy or frustrated or something, depending upon where you are. But especially if you're on a diet.
At least it's not another Super Bowl poll like last week. No. Me and Chris didn't do very good on that.
If you're on a diet, I really apologize for this morning. But I thought of thinking about different topics and things to talk about, and bouncing around, I found a website called thedailymeal.com, which is just that. It talks all about foods and stuff, and who doesn't love food? What's your favorite meal?
Oh, gosh. And I would have to say it'd be between prime rib and pizza. That's quite a variance there.
Well, okay. Now, that's my fault. Let me be more specific. When I say favorite meal, most folks might think of something like, breakfast, lunch, dinner, something like that. Are you talking about? Well, what comes after all that stuff?
Dessert.
Turn your mic on, then say it again.
There you go.
How long have you been working in radio?
A couple days.
Yeah, that's starting to show. Dessert. The dailymeal.com put together a list of what they call 10 classic American desserts. Now, you think about dessert for just a moment. We don't always eat dessert at home. We do a lot of times maybe when we go out different places, because sometimes dessert is a little bit more demanding to create than is the main meal. But dessert is very important to many people. When you stop and think about it, desserts, how can you have a holiday meal without dessert? When was the last time you gathered with family or friends for a holiday or a birthday or what have you without dessert? I mean, dessert tends to be part of all the important days in our lives. Summers without ice cream? Are you kidding me? There's no way. Holidays without pie? What would a birthday be like without cake? I mean, you can't do certain things like that. We like our desserts. There are many of them that are very iconic, things that have been developed over time. Some of them have been around for a very, very long time. But we all have our favorites. And really, dessert, if you look around and pay much attention to certain things, like, say, pop culture, movies, some of the classic television shows and things, you find things like that. I mean, when you stop and think about all the sweet treats that show up in different things. The movie Steel Magnolias, they featured a red velvet armadillo cake that was a famous scene. There was also a famous pie-eating contest scene in the movie Stand By Me. If you just watch The Simpsons, when was the last time you saw Homer Simpson without a donut? Now, I realize Homer Simpson's not necessarily a classic, iconic thing, but yeah. But when you stop and think about it, a lot of the key points in our lives include dessert. It's fundamental in the way we celebrate a lot of special occasions and mark some of the memorable points in our lives. And sometimes it just signifies the great ending to a wonderful meal. Sometimes it's just simple. But, you know, there are some classic ones that we always keep going back to. So when you think about classic American desserts, do you have your own favorite?
Coconut cream pie.
Coconut cream. Oh, there's one. It's not on the list, but that probably could very well be on the list. That's very, very, yeah, that's very popular. Well, one of the first ones they list would be chocolate chip cookies. Now, you might think of dessert as being something that's, you know, really extravagant to whip up and what have you. But chocolate chip cookies are a longtime classic favorite for dessert. And the best part about chocolate chip cookies, it gives you a real good reason to have an ice-cold glass of milk. Now, what's better than that combination? Chocolate chip, especially if those chocolate chip cookies are just gooey, dripping with the chocolate, because they just came out of the oven. I mean, really? That's just wonderful. Do you dunk?
No.
Or do you just wash it down?
Just wash it down.
A scoop of ice cream between two of them.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And now you're combining a couple of all-time favorites, because another one of the all-time favorite desserts is ice cream. Of course, it's one of those true frozen favorites. You have ice cream sometimes by itself. There are classic ice creams. Ice cream is quite the cottage industry anymore. It used to be you'd go to the grocery store and you'd stand at the frozen foods area and take a look and decide, gee, let's see, what do I want? Do I want vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or Neapolitan, where we combine them all? Ooh, what a great idea. You know, now, take a look at the ice cream section sometime. Mm-hmm. It is huge.
Yeah.
All kinds of different brands, all kinds of different flavors. When you talk about mixing some of your favorite sweets together, take a look at all the different ice creams that have different types of candies in them. It's amazing what a cottage industry that's become. So, yeah, now you're mixing two of them. There's two of the top ten right there, chocolate chip cookies and ice cream. That's a good idea, right between the two of them. You can actually buy those in the store, too. You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to make them yourself. Another classic, you mentioned coconut cream pie. Another favorite is pecan pie. It's kind of a southern staple and has been for a long time, but pecan pie has been wildly popular in recent years, and there's just something about a pecan pie for some folks. They just can't let certain holidays go by without having a pecan pie around there. When you talk about pies, I'm surprised I didn't see mincemeat somewhere on here. Some folks just cannot get through Thanksgiving without a mincemeat pie. And then there are others who...
Never tried it, but it just didn't sound appealing.
And that's exactly where I am. I've never tried it. I had relatives that loved it. They would eat that stuff up, and I just look at it, and just the name minced meat.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound but some folks just love that stuff. Cheesecake is another one. Cheesecake is another classic American dessert. You know, if you want to have something wonderful, you know, the nice thing about cheesecake is you can make it whatever you want. You can put whatever topping you want on it. I've seen people do dessert bar type things where they have just plain cheesecake there and then all kinds of toppings. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like going to a Belgian waffle dinner where they put the waffle on your plate and then they got all these different toppings to put on. You pick what you like. You can do the same thing with cheesecake. That's a nice thing. It's real flexible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks love to play around with that. Carrot cake is another in the top 10 classic American desserts.
Made it, but coconut cream pie did not.
Hey, I didn't make it. I'm just repeating it. So, you know, don't kill the messenger here. But you know, it's a spicy, it's creamy, it's carrot filled. You know, it's interesting. Do you like carrot cake?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I'm not going to go out on the limb and say I like it. I don't mind it. Mm. I might eat a small piece of it. It's interesting. Mm. That's another one, like minced meat, carrot cake on its, you know, on its face, just carrot cake, really? How would you explain that to someone if they had never heard of
that's
it before?
True,
if they came from somewhere else. Carrot cake, I mean, you just have this image of a frosted cake with carrots sticking out of it or something. Do you light the top of them? Is that what you use as candles? It doesn't make sense. Carrot cake, though, one of the all-time favorites. Now, some of these are kind of obvious, but some of them, I'm kind of surprised to see them on here because some of them seem more regional to me. One of those that would seem to be more regional, Bananas Foster. Have you had Bananas Foster before?
Yeah, one time.
Like it?
Yeah, it didn't do much for me.
if you go to New Orleans, and I know when we went to New Orleans, we had Bananas Foster because you have to try it. It's kind of a local staple. You know, flambéed fruit, liquor-laced desserts. I mean, on its face, it sounds pretty good. But, yeah, it's an acquired taste, I think. It was all right. Don't know that I'd do it again, though. I'm glad I tried it. But, yeah, but I think that's more of a regional thing. I was surprised that one made the list. Another one I was kind of surprised that made the list was Whoopie Pie. A Whoopie Pie. Yeah. I don't know if it made the list because it's just wonderful to eat or because it's fun to say.
Yeah.
But Whoopie Pie made the list. Those cookie, cake, sandwiches kind of things. I can honestly say I've never had one.
That sounds like two chocolate chip cookies with ice cream.
It kind of does. Yeah. I'll just go with that. Yeah. I'd just go with that. If that's what you like, I'd go with it. Another one I was kind of surprised to see made the list was Boston Cream Pie. And again, you say that, you know.
Yeah.
Coconut cream pie didn't make the list, but Boston cream pie did. It's kind of the official dessert of Massachusetts, you know, spongy cake, creamy custard and chocolate and stuff. Got a lot of your favorite things in it. Just put them all together and make a pie out of it. Sounds like an interesting deal. Now, a couple of standards that you would think would be on there. I mean, these two things are just about as common as ice cream and chocolate chip cookies. One of them would be brownies, just simply brownies. Fudgy, chewy squares. They've been around since the 19th century. And again, you can mix and match.
Yeah.
How about two brownies with ice cream in the middle?
That might be a little too messy.
That might be a little too rich, yeah, too. Yeah, that might be more than you need. And if you're going to have just a classic American dessert, what are you going to have?
It's got to be apple pie, doesn't
it? It's got to be apple pie. Absolutely. Served a la mode. I mean, what screams Americana more than warm apple pie? And that leads me to another one that I'm surprised isn't on here, would be like apple crisp. Or any kind of crisp, for that matter. I think apple crisp is probably the most favorite of the crisps. But I'm shocked. My personal favorite's not even on here.
Mine either.
What's yours?
Pumpkin pie.
Well, yeah. Why? I didn't even think of that one. Where's that?
Yeah.
But I think some folks look at pumpkin pie as more of a
seasonal thing.
Yeah. It's more of a Thanksgiving
you don't really eat one in the summer. Yeah, it's true.
I'm just guessing. Don't know that for sure. It didn't make the list. But, rhubarb. Anything with rhubarb in it.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's a regional thing, too.
Yeah.
Some of us in the Midwest really love that kind of stuff. But whether it's rhubarb crisp or rhubarb pie, warm that up and put some ice cream on it, and I'm all over that. What's even better, instead of just vanilla ice cream, would be cinnamon ice cream, if you can find it. That can be tough to find at times. But, wow. That's good. Everybody has their favorites when it comes to dessert. Yours may or may not have been on this list, but enjoy it. Now that I got you thinking about it, what do you think? Maybe a little bit of dessert sometime this weekend? Might not be the worst idea. It's a good way to get family and friends over. Just tell them you're planning dessert. I guarantee you'll have a good turnout. Turn things back over to Brett here this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but will also make you feel even better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP-98V. At 98.2% efficient, it's the most efficient furnace that you can buy. Because it's engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's the quietest furnace you can buy. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating are proud to offer this furnace in our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes from Aaron Swartz. It says, be curious, read widely, try new things. I think a lot of what people call intelligence just boils down to curiosity.
Okay. I'll go with it.
Yeah.
He should have just said, eat dessert.
There you go.
That would have been a lot smarter, wouldn't it? You know, one thing that didn't make the classic American desserts top 10? Something that's being sold right now. Children all over the place outselling them.
Girl Scout cookies.
Maybe it didn't make the dessert list because for some of us, Girl Scout cookies end up being a meal.
Yeah.
That could be. Brett, thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.